Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, baby. It's what you need, baby. We about to give you more. Yeah. Of what you need.
Yeah. So it's the secret that's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circuit. That's why you're nervous, and you got a right to be. Cause if somebody would've done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history. You know what I'm saying? Hey, my people's in a place, let's count it off.
1, 2, tell me what y'all
to
do. 3, 4, it's time for all of your together. Rock and rolls in your voting rock. Sing your rhymes to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and rolls in your voting rock.
Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies, hard to swallow from the bitter taste. But that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and try to relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer I tap. Count
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll till you're rolling rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and roll till you're rolling rock.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, a thought so, but now I feel like shots hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. But solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Rail, yeah. My people's in the place, tell me how to start. Here we go.
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all
yours.
Rock and roll till you're rolling rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, it's time to motivate. Just rock and roll till you're rolling rock.
Welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Tracy L. Bell, and I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. And tonight's conversation is when the media controls the narrative. When the media controls the narrative. Now, I'm talking mass media, like television, radio, magazines, newspapers, social media, Facebook, Instagram, when they control the narrative, all of it. Whoever controls the mass media controls the narrative. And that's on any and all topics. And thus, they control the world. So if knowledge and information is power, then the control of the access to and the flow of information gives the controller or controllers great power. And they produce and spill what they want you to believe because they control the programming. And if you can control the programming, then you can control a people, the disempowered people. And the disempowered people want change, while those in power want predictability and consistency. Actually, they would like to keep it. So how does the media control the narrative? Let's look at that. Last week, Facebook and Instagram banned the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan from his platform. Now, the controversial Nation of Islam minister was among several conservative voices that were banned from the social media platforms, and they banned him for being dangerous. They dubbed him dangerous, according to Facebook's rulings. While, now, we know there are some extreme voices dominating the social media platform. So the same can be said for the voices or for those voices and images that we see on television. But because the media controls the narrative, they control the platforms. So last Thursday, the online social media giants evicted seven of its most controversial users, many of whom are conservatives. Facebook and Instagram, under its policies, labeled them dangerous individuals and organizations. When they began to drive this ideology of theirs, people start to believe it. They think nothing of it. Because if Facebook, Instagram, and all of the media is saying that these individuals are controversial and dangerous, then people will start to believe it. And we know how rumors are. Lord knows I do. Rumors can drive narratives, and narratives control the future. So who is controlling your narrative? The definition of a narrative is a story or account of events, experiences, or the like thereof, whether true or fiction. That's the definition of a narrative. So the definition actually includes that it can be true or it can be false. And, I mean, I have seen narratives that promote a person's career and narratives, you know, that ruin them as well. I mean, take, for example, look at what happened to Kevin Hart. Right when they announced that Kevin Hart was going to host the Oscars, what did they do? They dug up this old tweet of something he said about homosexuals. They call it hateful, homophobic, when actually there's really no such word as homophobic. But because it's been used so much to justify a person's, you know, dislike or disagreement with homosexuality, people call it homophobic. But look what they did to Kevin Hart in a matter of 24 hours. And a lot of what he had tweeted back whenever he tweeted it was misquoted anyway. But because the media blew it up, the media controlled the narrative. So we've seen narratives promote a person's career or the narrative ruin them as well. So when you witness something for the first time without any predetermined opinion, you create the narrative for what you saw. And people take what you say and the light that you created, and that becomes the public narrative. I mean, whatever, what is his name? I forgot his name just that quick. whatever Kevin Hart said, it was already taken out of content because it wasn't all of what he said. It was half of what he said. But because the media controlled the narrative, it was deemed as hateful and homophobic. And when you live in the public's eye, it's easier for people to create a narrative about you when they don't even know you personally or anything about you. So that narrative becomes the belief of how it's being fed. So one rumor, then boom, everyone believes it, based upon the preconceived notion that it's been fed. So for those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking when the media controls the narrative. That's the conversation tonight here on Conversations of a Sister. When the media controls the narrative, the ultimate objective is to control the minds of the masses. And to control the minds of the masses ideologically. Hence, as a social class, they can select, determine, and publish the economic, social, religious, and cultural concepts that constitute the established status quo, which are the formal doctrines that serves their interests and the ruling class of a society. So in today's globalized, interconnected, and service-dominant economy, the pressure to create compelling, distinctive, and meaningful engagements with customers and consumers is becoming challenging in the world. It becomes more challenging because they want to keep people engaged. And if that means creating a lie to control the narrative, then that's what they'll do. So people are not stupid, though. They are, however, misinformed and deceived by mass media. Oh, they're far from stupid. They're just misinformed and deceived by mass media. Yes, that was worth repeating. You cannot always believe what you hear, and you cannot always believe what is seen, because that can be distorted as well. For instance, Sandra Bland recorded her arrest on her cell phone, which revealed the cop's aggressive behavior towards her, you know, during that traffic stop. We all know what happened to Sandra Bland. And if you don't, just Google her name. But she actually recorded what happened at that traffic stop. And in reality, the cop tased her. He tased Sandra Bland and dragged her out of her car. Yet his dash cam video didn't display that. It displayed something different. In fact, I think it displayed him sassing her. It displayed whatever it was used to justify the arrest. But his dash cam video is what was shown in media outlets around the world, in mass media, when truth is not based on clarity, but on repetition. So an assumption repeated more than three times becomes a reality. When it wasn't until recently Sandra Bland's real video surfaced on the internet as to what really happened. And this is what, 4 or 5 years later? So the purpose of the new mass media has become to keep the real information away from the public. We have to remember that. It is to keep the real information away from the public. So it's like now you're seeing more videos being published by people who are being mistreated or people who are witnessing the mistreatment of people of color or people in general. These videos are starting to surface because people are starting to video them. Media houses often willingly censor real information, because the owner of the media houses are members of the political elites themselves and therefore share the goals and outcomes of those leaders. And that is to keep it hidden. It's sad, but unfortunately, it's a reality. Profit ranks higher than truth-telling in the minds of media owners. It's about profit because that ranks higher than telling the truth. For those of you who may be just tuning in, tonight's conversation is when the media controls the narrative. If something you thought to be true were not true, when would you want to hear know about it? I mean, when would you want to hear about it? When it happens, or 2, 5, 10, 15 years after it happened? Notice how videos of police brutality surface years after court dates, hearings, and even settlements, because the powers that be keep the truths concealed in order to sway the narrative. In today's society and in today's world, with all the financial information from the media, radio, TV, and websites, the truth can be redefined and actually be transformed into something that is not true. I mean, simply put, if you repeat something over and over and over again, it will be perceived as being fact. And media houses use these tactics all the time. And may I add, they use them well. Politicians have mastered the art of double talk, misstatements, misinformation, and repeated lies. We have proof of that based upon who's in the White House now. And, I mean, it's sad because they are under the delusion that we continue to believe them, and they have the mistaken impression that we really need them in order to get information when we don't. But we need to take heed, and we need to be mindful of the fact that the media feeds us a relentless amount of garbage. The truth has become nothing more than people giving their opinions and trying to shape society to their image, of course. All the while, myths will occur when results are not predictable by fact. Fact can become myth as things are discovered and learned, just as myth can become a fact with the discovery of more information. And trust me, my goal is to always separate fact versus myth. Now, I do this, you know, very easily because I have an innate ability to tell what is real and what is false, what is fake and what is true. I have an ability to tell when it is. And if I don't right away, if it doesn't come upon me right away, that's because I'm focused on something else. But trust me, sooner or later, I get it. Take, for example, the whole Jussie Smollett case. Everyone was online talking about, I stand with Jussie, I stand with Jussie, I stand with Jussie. When, in the meantime, you had blogs writing about it, blogs talking about it, it was all a buzz. I did not write about it, and I did not talk about it, because there was something in that milk that was not clean, and I did not want to touch it because I knew that. And, you know, I read things that I read on social media. I didn't comment, and I think I commented on one of my girlfriend's posts simply because I was tired of seeing it, because the story was constantly repeated, and that's another clue. It was constantly repeated. It was constantly repeated. But I knew it was a lie. Don't ask me how. I just knew it was a lie. I knew that it wasn't true. I knew that it wasn't fact. And I didn't speak on it because I didn't know why. It just didn't make sense to me. But there's nothing wrong with questioning a narrative. And that's what we must start doing. We must start questioning the narrative and being mindful of what we are being fed. And we must do this daily, whether that is in the news, on television, or via the internet and social media. We must start questioning what is being fed to us. And we must start discerning what is true and what can be false. Because when we do this, they don't control your narrative. You do. So, is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan really spreading hatred? Is he really spreading hatred? Think about it. You know, just check him out on YouTube if you can, or one of his videos. was Minister Jeremiah Wright spreading hate? And we all remember Jeremiah Wright, right? He was former President Barack Obama's pastor. Obama credited Jeremiah Wright with introducing him to his Christian faith. Wright also officiated Obama's wedding to Michelle and baptized both their daughters. The couple attended his church, Trinity United Church of Christ. That's where Wright preached. But on March 8, 2008, ABC blew it all up. ABC News aired a report that included excerpts of Wright's sermons against racism. And from that point on, he was viewed as spreading hate and divisiveness. Really? Really? I mean, that's what I thought when I saw it. Like, really? I knew nothing about Jeremiah Wright, but I knew when I heard it that it was an exasperated detail of something false. When since exposing the truth about racism, which is fact, spreading and speaking hate? I mean, what, like, since when? Again, the media had controlled a false narrative, and what happened? What happened when the media controlled the false narrative? Obama severed ties with his pastor, and he did so in order to gain presidency. Why? Because the media controlled the narrative and turned Obama's relationship with his pastor into a full-blown, all-out, distorted lie and media circus. That's what they did. And for those of you who remember that, you know that that's the truth, because that's exactly what happened. They turned it into an all-out media circus. And I thought, really? That's a bit exaggerated. And that's something that we have to ask ourselves, because the media further distorted and control the narrative. So let's take Farrakhan, for example. And this is something that one of my blog readers wrote. Has he been linked to pedophile rings, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, weapons trafficking? Is he part of a terrorist organization that executes rape, fraud, theft, public and private property vandalism? Is he a part of any homicide or genocide? Does Farrakhan own any corporations that manufacture dangerous chemical and biological agents and nuclear weapons for depopulation? Does he own any pharmaceutical companies that poison people with immunology, weakening addictive, acidic, synthetic chemicals that shorten the cellular life cycle of one's life? Does he own any healthcare organizations that perform unapproved clinical experiments on patients and the public? Does he own any prisons that turn nonviolent offenders into violent, sociopathic, non-heterosexuals? Is he a part of any espionage organization that goes into other countries to violently overtake them? Has he implemented and replicated criminal systems and structures throughout the U.S. and abroad? Does he govern the courts which invent crimes for profit? Does he direct military security forces to bully the defenseless to take what they want from whoever they want, whenever they want? Does he head institutions of psychiatry and social science that manipulate psychology among populations? Farrakhan lives in a Jewish neighborhood and has lived there for decades. How is he anti-Semitic? Really? Come on. If you're going to point the fingers at Farrakhan, that means that 1,000 fingers are pointing back at them. So we have to remember, a half a truth is a whole lie. But I thank you for tuning in tonight for tonight's conversation, when the media controls the narrative. Just be mindful of who's controlling your narrative, because you would not want to be fooled or misinformed. Thank you for tuning in. Until next week, be well and peace.
but I made time. Had you thinking you were so fine. And since I told you you was all mine, you've been keeping things popping in my sideline. Sounds weird, but I can't lie. So wrong, but it feels right. But it ain't true. I should have thought this through. Why is it I never seem to know? I didn't mean to lead you on. I know it ain't you.
Taking your